15 and 10-year loan are well below that of a 30-year and are the lowest in history. Call Indigo Mortgage today and we'll do a free analysis on converting your mortgage down to a 15 or 10-year term. See how much money you can save by reducing the term of your mortgage. Call Indigo Mortgage, 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Or on the net at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan.
Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a very special broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome all the buyers, sellers, renters, homeowners, and real estate brokers who are tuning into the show today. I'd also like to say a quick hello to my in-studio guest today, who is Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, Kathy.
Thanks, Ray. It's the first day of spring. It is. Time for people to come back to Santa Fe.
Well, it is, and to awaken to all the buds and the flowers and all the other stuff. And in a few minutes, Kathy and I are going to be tackling those issues and a variety of real estate-related topics that you've told us that you want to hear about. Kathy has also been kind enough to let me do a little play on words and actually establish trust as the theme of today's program. So with that, I want to tell you that you can actually trust me when I tell you three things. First, as Kathy just said, today is indeed the first day of spring. Well, I guess that's okay. You can figure that out on your own, so you really don't need to trust me. But second, I want you to trust me when I tell you that there are a number of very nice properties on the market that are priced extraordinarily well. And combined with low interest rates, we encourage every buyer to take advantage of these opportunities, only made better by the fact that we finally have some beautiful weather to make house touring pretty enjoyable. And lastly, please trust me when I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out these stellar companies. And as always, if you want to send your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. We have a lot going on with today's program, so I want to kick off our trust theme by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, what can the listeners trust in with you today when it comes to mortgage-related issues?
Well, I thought about the topic here, and I thought, well, who do you trust when it comes to getting a mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
I worked on a potential loan this week for some folks from Illinois. I was competing with their local bank. I asked for a good faith estimate from their bank and told the borrowers I would meet it or beat it. Turns out that the local bank was gouging its customers with a rate 0.375% above my rate. I made my pitch, and they chose the local bank. It will cost them an extra $54 per month for 30 years. Evidently, they trust their bank. Some people prefer using a bank because they feel that bankers are more trustworthy. I'm actually a mortgage banker, but most people think of me as a broker. My company does the same thing as a commercial bank for mortgages, but I don't have retail branches. I earn solely from commission. If I don't close a loan, I don't earn a penny. And most of my clients come from referrals and from realtors or past clients. As well, I'm licensed by a national organization and must submit the background check and testing. Again, if I don't do a good job, then I probably will not continue to get referrals. On the other hand, the banks, both local and national, pay salaries to their loan originators who may or may not be professional or even experienced. I believe that the rates are basically the same from institution to institution, so the choice of who do you trust really boils down to service. I handle the whole engagement, from loan application to closing. I have people who assist me, but I'm the point of contact from the beginning to the end. I'm available on nights and weekends. I attend all closings. And I believe that my job is to reduce the stress of the transaction. After all, it's a lot of money we're talking about in a mortgage. as well as to provide the best rate and a high level of professionalism. So the question remains, who do you trust, an employee of a big institution or a professional with at least 10 years of experience who comes highly recommended?
Well, and that's a very good rhetorical question. I know the message that you're delivering there, and your reputation is flawless, but the message you want to deliver is that there are a lot of choices out there to establish trust, and indeed we are lucky, as you well know, Andrew, besides very, very talented and competent mortgage brokers like yourself, there are some local institutions here, some banks that do offer an array of very, very useful mortgage products and services. So I think it's really what it comes down to is what you as an individual consumer are comfortable with. And at the end of the day, like you do with a real estate broker like myself, you have to establish that trust, that good
right.
feeling, that sense that the competency is there and that the person that you're working with will be there when it matters the most. Isn't that the bottom line?
Indeed. Thank you.
Well, indeed, that is the case. And as always, Andrew Hoffman, advisor at All Things Real Estate, thank you so much for your counsel. I'll talk to you next Sunday, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about foreclosures if you want to, okay?
Happy spring.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Thanks.
I, again, want to welcome back to the program my very good friend and special guest and one of the fans and supporters of All Things Real Estate, Kathy Roberts, who is the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. And I want to remind everyone that Santa Fe Trust, with hundreds of clients throughout the U.S., is a privately owned, fully independent trust company that was chartered in New Mexico in 1997. The company offers a full range of trust-related products and services. And today, Kathy and I are going to discuss a variety of trust-related issues, again, literally trust-related, as well as the theme of trust. And I'd like to launch into this conversation by asking you, Kathy, about the status of something called a perpetual trust and why it's important to families, and it was something that was on the agenda of the legislature. So where are we with this, and what's it all about?
Yeah, it's the topic that is important to people because perpetual trust, and in New Mexico just recently, there was a House bill presented, 219, which was to repeal the rule against perpetuities here in New Mexico. I don't have a final update of where it went, but I know the system works because it got heard. But here in New Mexico, we've got about a 90-year window for the time frame of a trust. Compare that to Utah with 1,000 years, Delaware with almost forever by appointment, and some other states. About 28 other states have enlarged their length that the trust can perpetuate itself.
Uh-huh. And so what as to an individual or a family, what does that specifically mean?
So the family wealth that is put into that trust, the length of the time the trust can go.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at 90 years as maybe possibly three generations, but in reality, you know, I lost my dad when he was 89 and a half years old.
Mm.
He passed his family residence on to six of us after
right.
that fact. We were in our late 40s and, you know, almost 60s. Years of age between the kids that we inherited that. We will probably pass that property on to grandchildren because we don't use it personally. We use it for other relatives.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at the length of time, even for a family that didn't have a great deal of money, but the amount of time that you could leave something in a trust could be years for families that have great wealth, and even families that don't have great wealth mm-hmm. might like to put their property into a trust.
Now, it's an interesting phenomenon. Do you know why certain jurisdictions are all over the landscape with the length of time of a perpetual trust? I mean, one that's 99 years versus one that's 1,000 years. I mean, what's the rationale?
Sure. You know, Delaware in 1983 wrote their financial reform and certainly did that so that people would bring their assets and their trust to the state of Delaware. Many other states have followed suit. However, there is a issue of how much estate taxes will be paid in those places where the trusts are shorter. The estate taxes will be paid out in a shorter amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is up to every state to make decisions about the state charters that they have
mm-hmm.
as far as how long they want property or other assets to be held in trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably is one of the major issues. Again, though, when you look at the wealth that may come to your particular state, there are other advantages to having those people not only buy a property in your state, maybe stay there because they can bring their wealth, have it managed there too.
So Delaware, of course, is well known as a destination for corporations to incorporate.
Yes.
For a lot of the same reasons. I think they give tax advantages to corporations for incorporating
right.
there.
And they're well known for trust also.
And for trust.
There.
So why do not people just automatically migrate to a state like Delaware that has a longer period of time, take all their assets rather than putting it in North Dakota or Florida or wherever?
Yeah, some people do. However, when you look at what Andrew just talked about, mm-hmm. people do like to know their trust officer.
Good point.
They like to be able to look you in the eye and know who they're dealing with, do their research locally. And we believe in being out in the community and doing various things in the community, being part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there is your attorney who's probably going to draw up your trust, and that's probably going to be a local attorney that you're acquainted with.
Right.
Hopefully you'll choose Santa Fe Trust to hold your trust and do the administration.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there is opportunity dependent on what your final goals are inside the state that you're in. But
right.
We would love to see New Mexico make some changes to the trust laws that would allow for lengthier trust in the perpetual situation.
And right now, what is the law stating here in New Mexico? How long?
It is about 90 years or what we consider three generations.
I see. Mm-hmm. So there is a trade-off. Obviously, if you know the person that you're working with, the trust association like Santa Fe Trust and your lawyer, and as you said, you can look in their eyes, know them,
right.
establish a relationship, that counts for a whole bunch, even if the length of time of the perpetual trust is less than perhaps an anonymous person in another state with a longer trust.
Yeah. Or having to fly out to Delaware to find stuff and
sure.
that kind of thing.
Well, it's analogous, and again, we don't want to beat this trust issue too much into the ground, but we're going to keep talking about it throughout the show. But it's analogous to the establishment of a relationship, as Andrew was talking about, with your lender and with your real estate broker. So I guess all in all, it makes sense. So we basically have to wait for sort of what the legislature has done finally to determine whether or not that extension
has changed,
was.
Right.
Now,
right.
I'm sorry, I missed it, and you may have said it, and the listeners probably caught it, but how long were they going to extend it beyond 90 years?
The proposal that was put out there, it was to make it closer to the state of Tennessee and some of the others, and everyone, Florida, for example, is 360 years. But at least get out there past 120 years.
That's an interesting choice, 360. Why not 361? You know, but
well, and if you've got that much money, it's great.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, Geno Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about trust-related issues in real estate transactions with my special guest, Kathy Roberts, Chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. Hi, it's Ray Post of All Things Real Estate telling you about Three Camino de Vincinos, a terrific three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home in the village of Aldea. This special home offers gorgeous views, three private courtyards, a master suite, two guest bedrooms, a large kitchen with granite counters and stainless steel appliances, wood ceilings with vigas, and new exterior stucco. This delightful home can be seen by calling Gary Bobalski at 470-0927. That's 470-0927.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, Olympic gold medalist and professional beach volleyball player Misty May Trainer here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, reminding you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to dig into the things you like to do. Kick the soccer ball around.
Ride your bike.
Or dance in your room.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about trust-related issues, wherever they may be going and however they may occur in a real estate transaction. And I have my special in-studio guest, Kathy Roberts, who's the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. So as I said at the opening of the show, she's allowed me to steal the word trust, and I'm weaving it throughout all my conversations. And I want to welcome Deb Otten, the principal at the highly regarded firm, Deborah Otten Architecture. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Deb.
Thank you, Ray.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, as you know, trust is our theme today, and I think it goes without saying that the level of trust that exists between an architect and a client runs the gamut. Isn't that the case, Deb?
Absolutely. From the first day to the last day, actually beyond, I, for example, am still on a lot of people's security call lists. A lot of my former clients use me on those lists, so... It just continues on, but even to that first day is important when people come with their dreams of a house and we talk about that, and they entrust me with that vision.
Well, as I said, and I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, Deb, but we were talking about, and Kathy Roberts of Santa Fe Trust talked about it with her own clients, it is really sort of the holy grail when it comes to relationships between real estate brokers like myself and our clients. If you can't establish that trust up front, first of all, you're probably not going to land that person as a client, and I assume that's the same in your own business.
Yes, I think it is. That's why it's important for people to go out and have personal interviews with architects, and that's normally the route by which an architect is chosen. You need to feel a level of confidence, and because the whole relationship ends up being rather an intimate one. When you're designing a house for someone, you need to know a lot about them, not just, you know, three bedrooms and two baths. It goes a lot deeper than that.
Right. And because you are highly regarded in the industry and with a large portfolio of experiences and examples of the kind of architectural work you've done for clients, that also builds. It's the credibility over time, what you've done for people in the past. That helps you establish that trust, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I think due diligence in hiring an architect is also checking with former clients, and that is an essential part. It's for builders, it's for architects. I think it's the nature of the game that you want to be sure you can trust whoever you're hiring, particularly since a lot of our clients in Santa Fe are remote. They don't live here.
Right.
Sometimes this is a second home, or sometimes the home they will be retiring to,
mm-hmm.
but they may live somewhere else, and a large portion of the project might take place without them being here except for a few visits. So then the position of trust is even more critical.
Absolutely. So you establishing that at the front end, their trust in knowing that you're going to be on the ground working with the contractors, making sure that every single aspect of that drawing and that rendering that you've done is met.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I think you're right. In this second home market, that's got to be more prevalent than ever. Any sort of funny, crazy, screwy, unusual situations? I noticed your memo to me. You said you talked about the fact you were on the security call list, but you've actually also been the signator on a client's checking account. That's pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
That was these were clients who were amongst my first ones when I was out of the box as a new fledgling on my own architect. And I did one house for them, and then lo and behold, about 12 or so years later, they came back and they said, gee whiz, we'd like to do this again. And, you know, because they'd already had a home here, the timetable was not pressured. And eventually we ended up with a contractor, and it was a slightly different situation. They were funding it themselves. And sometimes that contractor needed a check right away.
Mm-hmm.
So they lived in Florida. I lived here. I was available to write the checks. And because we've been through this process before and we've remained in touch for all those 12 years, they felt like they could trust me with their checkbook.
Wow. Well, for all the listeners out there, you ought to know that Deb Otten can be trusted with your checking account. So anyone who wants to call her today and turn over the numbers, go right ahead. Anyway, I'm just kidding. But great observations, Deb, on the value of trust between an architect and a client. And if anyone out there seriously wants to contact Deb Auten with their own architectural needs, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com and then click on Deb Auten's contact information. Deb, it's always great to talk to you. I always enjoy the vignette you share with us and the listeners. I'm sure got a lot out of it. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thanks. Great to talk to you, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Back to my special in-studio guest, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts, who is actually talking about a variety of pure trust-related issues. We talked about a perpetual trust in the first segment of the show. There's something that she has written about in her new newsletter article, which we just published for March. That was in this March edition, right?
Yeah. Right.
I think it is, and it's out now, so if you want to get a copy of Kathy Roberts' article, go to allthingsrealestateradio.com and send me a message. You can do that at rpost@atreradio, and I'll make sure you get a copy of it. But you talked about something in that article, Kathy, that is qualified personal residence trust. What the heck's that?
We call them QPERTs in the industry, and as you follow the newsletter, I think I've added my next article with some trust language on it because everybody develops this special language, but the Qualified Personal Resident Trust is a trust where you can take your residence that you're living in or your second home that you may have, your vacation home, and actually stage it for the trust, put it in the trust to remove it from your estate taxes. So you can continue using it and you can continue living there or using it as your vacation home and still have it removed from your final estate plan. And that's a big advantage. It's very complex, so you really do need to take your situation and work through it with an attorney, have a trust company like Santa Fe Trust hold it. It's not easy because you've got to figure out time frames. How long will I still live there or use it as my vacation home? Who the beneficiaries are going to be later? And sometimes the amount of time that you determine that you're going to use it, maybe you're going to use it longer. Then you're going to have to rent it back, you know, from the trust at that point.
Interesting. But the advantage is taking it off of the estate tax.
Your taxable estate.
Okay. So that is a distinct advantage. But because it is complicated, they need to talk to you or someone at Santa Fe Trust to make sure that it works for their particular situation.
For their situation.
Because it sounds like it should be something we all do, but it might not work for every single person, right?
You know, over my lifetime being a corporate mover, I ended up with about 5 properties at one time in different states.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you get to the point where you're like, well, do I want to travel coast to coast and go visit all those properties and live there for a few months or not, you either have to decide, do I want to sell them? Do I want to rent them? You know, what do I want to do with these properties? Do I want to save one for the college, you know, and you know, sell it at that time for college funds or what? But there's usually one or two special properties that you pay off and you don't want to get rid of, and those are what I would suggest that you look at for a QPERT or a Qualified Personal Residence Trust. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get some more information on this, again, you can call Kathy Roberts at Santa Fe Trust. What's your phone number again, Kathy?
Our phone number is 505-984-2700. Ask for Kathy.
Ask for Kathy. Or you can also send me an email at atreradio.com, and I will send you a copy of our latest newsletter that features this Qualified Personal Residence Trust issue, and you can learn all about it. I'll tell you what, Gino, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate a little bit early. I'm going to give Kathy the time on the other side, as they say. And we'll continue our theme today of trust-related issues in real estate transactions. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch home site offers access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge Homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com. That's discovercanyonridge.com, or call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them. It wasn't convenient, and it wasn't pretty, but they needed help. 12 more then joined this saint of the gutters. They were soon followed by over 4,000 other nuns who gave healing care in orphanages, AIDS hospices, and charity centers. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Free speech? What a concept. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Rick with a message for our Rick in Florida, with a message for our new orange overlord, the boner. Boner. Drunk, stupid, and tangerine is no way to go through life. That's a little play on the Animal House thing. See, with the Marvin.
Drunk, fat, and stupid is no way to go through life.
All rise, your orange overlord. Hey, Santa Fe, this is Stephanie Miller. Join me every weekday morning, 7 to 10, on Talk 1260 KTRC.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are talking about trust and how important it is in any kind of real estate transaction, well, for that matter, in any kind of transaction in your life. My special in-studio guest today is the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust, Kathy Roberts. Before I go back into my conversation with Kathy, though, I want to welcome Jim Roser to the show. Jim is the Senior Vice President of Santa Fe's own TC&I Roofing and Insulation. TC&I is a well-respected provider of polyurethane foam roof systems and has been providing services to New Mexicans for more than three decades. Welcome to the show, Jim. How you doing?
Ray, how are you doing this afternoon? I have to apologize right off the top. My allergies are really getting on me today, so I sound a little bit stuffy, but I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we're okay. You're a radio guy in the past, and you sound fabulous to me, so no problem at all. You're among that 25% Geno Thompson, you, me. I don't know if Kathy Roberts is suffering
I'm
from
it. Fine.
But there's 25% of us that suffer from allergies. And
it's rough.
Yeah, it is. I take the shots every month. I'm on Zyrtec and Nasonex and all of that.
I'm probably going to expand my repertoire because I don't have much trust in my allergy medicine. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, so there we go. We're actually giving a promotional thing here to all the allergists in New Mexico. Anyway, Jim, we are speaking to this issue of trust between people in real estate transactions.
Sure.
And as a broker, I know how important it is that my clients and I have a high level of trust with the professional contractors that we employ. This is a principle that I know TC&I Roofing and Insulation strongly believes in, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Trust, it starts really out in the shop with the guys that we have doing the work. If I can't trust them, the boss can't trust me, and if the boss can't trust me, the community can't. We all have to have that. From the very lowest person on the totem pole all the way up to management, we all have to be able to trust each other and trust that we're going to do the job right. So we do hold that very, very closely at TC&I, absolutely.
And you've got a sort of a special situation there because you've got a father-son team on your applicators who actually have worked hand in glove for many, many years, right?
Absolutely. Servando Tena and his son, Renee, they are a father-son team. They've got nearly 50 years experience of applying spray foam, and you won't find two better guys. And that's exactly what I mean when I say that the trust starts with them, because I know that when I'm talking to a homeowner about getting, a roof put on their home or getting their walls insulated or whatnot, I know that when I say that my guys are the best, I can trust that. And I really believe that a homeowner senses that when they're talking to me. They understand the kind of trust that I have in my guys.
One of the reasons why TC&I Roofing and Insulation is actually associated with All Things Real Estate is that I established a trust relationship with your boss, Camille Montoya, about 2 years ago, and you guys have been longtime supporters of radio show, but more importantly, you guys have a great reputation here in town. That's another aspect associated with any kind of trust, isn't it, between you and your clients?
Well, you know, that is a real key. We have all heard some horror stories in the last few years about some contractors and whatnot and subs that have not really lived up to the products that they, you know, were using, and it's really given, you know, particularly foam, spray foam, a bad name in many instances. And it's very, very important. It's very important that the trust, you know, is there, and that just because there have been some fly-by-nighters out there and people that really were not concerned with quality, that does not necessarily reflect upon the rest of the foam industry, so that really is critical.
Somewhat related to the trust issue is trusting in what you need to do when the seasons change, and today is the first day of spring,
right.
So from the standpoint of as a professional and providing roofing and insulation services, what should people be thinking about right now, Jim, when it comes to this change of season?
Well, you know, we didn't have the world's worst winter, certainly, but it's always important to make sure that, you know, that your roof and whatnot is ready for the spring. You know, we're going to be getting some rain in the not-too-distant future, and you want to make sure that, you know, that everything up there is ready for those long, hot, baking days, you know, of summer. So it's important to get somebody up there, you know, make sure that things are, you know, buttoned up nice and tight and things look good.
Yeah. As always, good counsel, and I want to thank you for the information and for playing off of this theme a little bit with us today. If you have your own questions regarding roofing and insulation issues, you can always go to Jim and his colleagues at TCNI Roofing and Insulation by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, then clicking on over to TCNI Roofing and Insulation. They're prominently listed there as one of the supporters of All Things Real Estate. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and go see the allergist, okay, Jim?
I will do that first thing in the morning. Thanks, Ray.
Very good, my friend. I'll talk to you
all
soon.
Right. You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, Kathy Roberts, you're lucky. You don't have.
I am lucky. I don't have any allergy problems. I sound like this all the time.
Well, and you're always so bubbly and so full of information. Well, anyway, seriously, besides being lucky in the non-allergy category, we're lucky to have you and Santa Fe Trust as a member of this community and a major provider of some useful services to people. I think maybe what I want to talk about right now is, especially this time of year, we're coming up to that April 18th date, which everyone dreads.
That's right, tax time.
Tax time. And I guess the question I have is, what should people be thinking about when it comes to trust-related issues and their taxes?
Right now, everyone is engaged in their tax returns for their personal self and, if they have a trust, for their trust.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is the same story that we've been telling all along is, who's ever doing that tax preparation for you has to be a very trusted advisor, because it can be complex dependent on the type of trust you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're waiting for a K-1, you need to make sure those K-1s are in. If you're waiting for a change in a 1099 or any of those items, that can affect the tax return for your trust. We're fortunate we got a couple of extra days this year,
right,
until the 18th to get that in. But the advice is always to have a trusted advisor doing that work for you. It could be your CPA, and in our particular case at Santa Fe Trust, we will get a tax provider for you,
mm-hmm,
or we will work with your CPA, and we'll do all of the tax prep, gathering all those documents and putting everything together so that every T is crossed and every I is dotted.
Yeah.
Trying to do this yourself is not a good idea.
Well, and it is becoming more and more incredibly complex over time, and so particularly if you've got some assets, you don't have to have a lot of money, but
no,
some assets that you want to protect, and because things are complicated, it's always best to work with.
And tax law changes and those,
exactly,
kinds of things.
Exactly, and you guys are right up to speed with that. Yeah. I did receive an email here, a couple of them actually. Let me just open this. Ray, can Kathy tell me if I'm too late in using a trust for my assets? My husband passed away just 3 weeks ago, and I'm trying to figure out what to do next, Sandra.
Oh, I'm
sorry, Sandra. And I suppose that this is all very difficult, and I don't know any of the other circumstances associated with it, but it's sad enough that her husband's passed away, mm-hmm, so she is dealing with a variety of issues. You have clients like this all the time.
We have clients like this all the time.
What's your recommendation,
yeah,
Sandra?
I'm so sorry to hear that, and it's never too late to consider putting things in a trust. In fact, this might be a time to sit down with someone, go through all of the assets that you have,
mm-hmm,
and now make preparations going forward. It's a difficult time, but it's also a time that kind of makes everyone realize I need to pre-plan for the future, whether
yes.
it's an illness or my demise, etc. I used to, you know, we just did a seminar on about how estate plans fail, and it's because people plan don't plan enough, and if they do plan, you've got to execute the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fond of saying, as a corporate mover, I used to say I was, you know, single, and I would say, well, my plan is I'm going to die on a common carrier on company time because my life insurance, you know, got to be four times as much. The day I had a son,
yeah.
my son came, all of a sudden.
Everything changed.
Everything changed. Yeah. You pick up the phone, you start talking to advisors and planners. We can help you if you don't have an attorney, find an attorney. We can help you administer your trust if you want to leave it with us.
Mm-hmm.
We can help you during the time you're alive and well and transition into a time when you might not be in the same position to make those decisions and know that you have a trusted advisor to carry forth your plan.
Your recommendation about, and again, sorry, Sandra, for your loss, but using Sandra's sad example here of that you should be thinking about these things in advance. But in this particular case, I think what she's trying to reach out on is, okay, maybe we didn't have the plan in place. My husband's
now
passed away.
But we can put it in place now.
So there still are a lot of things.
Absolutely.
It's not as if she's excluded from certain
no.
trust-related products and
yeah.
services. Okay, well, that's good to know. Did receive another one. Ray, I missed Kathy a few weeks ago when you did a remote broadcast. Is she doing more remotes? That's from Erica. Well, thank you, Erica.
Ah.
Yes, indeed. We were at one of my colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, Ginger Clark, had a terrific remote broadcast, and Kathy was my special guest. I guess the short answer is I know the answer to this, Erica. Yes, Kathy's going to be at remote broadcasts. As a matter of fact, let's use this opportunity that we've got a couple of minutes here to talk about one in particular that you're actually hosting.
We're going to host one.
On the 5th of June. Now, what's it all about?
It's all about an organization called the Fine Arts for Children's Group. They provide special opportunities for children in New Mexico to receive art training, exposure to art, and experience in art.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it at their site on June 5th
mm-hmm.
and invite folks out to come and see.
Where is that site, by
the
way?
It's right there on, you know, you've got me, right?
Because it's, well, it's downtown.
It's
though, right?
Right. It's right downtown.
Okay. We'll have more information
yep.
on it, but.
And I will give you more information on that, but
sure.
it's going to be a fun day.
Yep.
I'll have ice cream and something to eat out there.
Great.
And they won a national award. Michelle mm. Obama handed a child from Espanola the award for the whole of the United States. New Mexico won this
no
last
kidding.
Year.
Wow. Oh, that's
and
fabulous.
And so it's quite exciting. And in schools where they can't provide it, this organization has been doing that.
Oh, that's great. Well,
yeah.
and it's a nice gesture on your part because these remote broadcasts provide people an opportunity to partner up with an organization. You're doing it. It's a good corporate citizen move on your part. But also, too, for Erica, you should know that Kathy will be there with her team and we'll be happy to talk about trust-related
that's
issues
right.
as well. And more importantly, I can tell you, Erica, that Kathy has sort of a standing invitation for me to show up at any of the remotes, and we've got a whole bunch of them booked between now and the fall, so she may very well be at actually, she's going to be at the next one on April 3rd in Glorieta, and I'm going to read mm-hmm. about that in a moment, so mark that down. I'll tell you what, I'm going to read a couple of sort of mentions here, Kathy, and then we'll take a quick break and come back. First of all, I want to I'll tell you actually about this remote broadcast that we're going to be staging on Sunday, April 3rd at Renati's Cafe. Actually, it's Renati's Restaurant. Let's cross that out, right? Restaurant on Highway 50 in Glorieta. I was just out there 2 days ago with my colleague Ron Lando Brown, who is hosting this major Glorieta Community Open House. And I actually met Renati, the famous owner of the restaurant. She's a lovely German lady, came from Cologne, Germany, started this restaurant. It's an institution out there. It's now closed. Ron's trying to sell that property and a gallery that's adjacent. But on April 3rd, this will be an open house for the entire community. There will be arts and craft sales, musical entertainment, internationally known artists, sculptors, free hot dogs, beverages, and a special guest lecturer speaking about the famous Battle of Glorieta. And, of course, we'll be doing a live remote broadcast of all things real estate. So come and join us on Sunday, April 3rd from 12 to 4 at Renati's Restaurant on Highway 50 in Glorieta. I also want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, who also has done a very successful remote broadcast, and they've signed up for a second one. Westgate Properties specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management and with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Again, as I said, on the 23rd of January, we did a very, very successful remote broadcast with Tom Simon at a homeowners association seminar. He was so delighted with the response, he's now booked a second one. And we're going to use that to actually talk about, as you were talking about, Kathy Roberts, what the legislature has done when it comes to homeowner association issues in this past session that just concluded yesterday. So I'll tell you what, Gina, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about trust-related issues and with my special in-studio guest, Kathy Roberts, the chairman and CEO of Santa Fe Trust. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
You've seen the paintings. The Thanksgiving turkey being served at Grandma's. The weathered farmer sending his baby-faced son off to college.
Now be sure and write.
The wise police officer sitting at the soda bar, talking a young boy out of running away from home.
Where are you going?
Norman Rockwell didn't create the best in us. He just inspired the best. Inspiration. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Hi, it's Ray Post of All Things Real Estate telling you about 3 Camino de Vincinos, a terrific 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home in the village of Aldea. This special home offers gorgeous views, 3 private courtyards, a master suite, 2 guest bedrooms, a large kitchen with granite counters and stainless steel appliances, wood ceilings with vigas, and new exterior stucco. This delightful home can be seen by calling Gary Bobalski at 470-0927. That's 470-0927. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our very good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And I want to introduce, this is almost like the Gary Bobulski show. There was a spot just on there for Gary, another property. And Gary today is sitting at another open house from 1 to 3 today at 11 Scotty's Way out in the community of Pecos. How are you, Gary?
Doing great, Ray. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, as I said, it's like your show today. You get your own spot. You get your own Open House of the Week segment. Anyway, you know how this drill works, my friend. You've got about 2 minutes to sell the listeners on all the attributes of this terrific property. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks a lot. It's a beautiful spring day here in Pecos. And we actually have a big day in Pecos for real estate. We actually have 13 properties from lots of different brokers open today this afternoon, starting in a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
But I'm over here at a little community right in downtown Pecos called Monte del Sol. It's called 11 Scotty's Way. It's a beautiful 2,500-square-foot northern New Mexico pitched roof home. It's been totally renovated and updated. We have 2.3 acres gated overlooking the pastoral and peaceful village of Pecos, as well as the Santa Fe Mountains and Glorieta Mesa. You can meander through our outside flagstone walkways, expansive outdoor patios, portals, and thank you. So we also have here at Monte del Sol 7 lots for sale, ranging in price $49,000 to $85,000. They have all the village hookups. They all enjoy great views. We have great tree coverage, and we even have some ponderosa pines up here.
Wow, it sounds like a great setting, and you're actually marketing lots there as well as 11 Scotty's Way, right?
Correct, yes. Scotty's Way is a beautiful house that's been redone, like I said, 2,500 square feet, but we also have neighboring lots in this private gated community.
Now, I was aware of the fact that a lot of our colleagues are actually, and other brokers and other firms are sort of doing this PECOS major push towards open houses today, so you should be experiencing a lot of foot traffic real quickly, don't you think?
That's my plan is, and just let everybody know it'd be a great day to come out. Most of us all have good food and goodies and drinks for you to enjoy while you're here.
Now, everybody knows where PECOS is located, but for the best direction to get specifically to 11 Scotty's Way, what should people do, Gary?
Okay, so they would take from Santa Fe, take I-25 to the exit, Highway 50, go 6 miles, and there's a little Family Dollar store, and we're right after that. You'll see some open house signs. Mm-hmm. Take a right into Scotty's Way, mm-hmm. and we're right in the village,
yeah.
Right overlooking the village, actually, with great panoramic mountain views all around us.
So people can go and enjoy some refreshments at your place, or maybe go to one of the restaurants and have a meal, take a tour of 11 Scotty's Way, which, by the way, I think you mentioned it, but in case people missed it, this is listed at only $349,000, which for a two-bedroom house with almost 2,500 square feet or 2,500 square feet of living space, that's an incredible buy. Gary, you're going to be there from 1 to 3 today, right?
Yep, 1 to 3, and I'll see you later if people keep coming.
Okay, very good. Well, listen, I hope that everybody takes some time to drive on over there. It's a beautiful day. Go see Gary Bobulski at 11 Scotty's Way right in PECOS from 1 to 3 today. Gary did a great job. Good luck, and I hope the buyer is on his or her way, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
It is so pretty out there, and it's not far from the park.
That's exactly right. So Gary should have a big crowd, and particularly with all the other brokers that are having open houses today as well, and those lots sound fabulous. It's a terrific part of Santa Fe, the Santa Fe area. I like it out over there. I actually did some fly fishing on a stream out there a year ago in the fall, and it was glorious. So anyway, I encourage people to go on out there. We've got a few minutes here, Kathy. You want to talk about sports? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. is it the Atlanta Bulls? No, that's not the right city and they're not the right.
Right. Well, okay, so much for sports.
Yeah. Well, sports is not me.
Let's go back to the trust-related issue. You can trust that Kathy knows about that for sure. Anyway, I'll tell you what, there is some very special news I think you want to share with the listeners regarding Santa Fe Trust. You walked in today and handed me a beautiful piece of paper that sort of announces something very special. What is that?
We're really excited at Santa Fe Trust because this last week we received an additional charter to our New Mexico charter, which is South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see our advertisements now, you'll see Santa Fe Trust, and we have a fully owned subsidiary in South Dakota, which allows us to do certain types of trust that we can't do here in New Mexico. Asset protection would be one of them. And so you'll see us chartered both in New Mexico and South Dakota. A couple of people said, are you moving to South Dakota? No, I'm not moving to South Dakota.
Yes,
we will have an office
us.
There.
Yeah.
We will have an office in South Dakota that will remain Santa Fe Trust and have the New Mexico charter and the South Dakota charter. So it makes us a bigger firm.
Well, it does make you a bigger firm, and I think it's important to underscore, which I did when I introduced you, is that about 50% of your clients are outside of New Mexico as well. So you are a national corporation in essence. You now are chartered in another state. And again, as we talked about earlier in the program about perpetual trusts and that there might be some advantages.
Some of the other tools. Right?
Yeah, that you can now administer them more freely with greater competency. So if someone here in Santa Fe actually wants to take advantage of some special circumstances in North Dakota, they can do that through
South Dakota. Right, right.
South Dakota, sorry.
Yes. And so, yes, that's exactly why we went after the additional charter. And so if there's a type of trust that we couldn't administer for you here, we'll be able to administer that, whether your trust officer is physically here or if your trust officer is in South Dakota, we'll have that opportunity to take care of that for a client.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an advantage for our client. It's an advantage for our company. And it's a delightful announcement that we're just putting out there. We just got it last week.
Well, congratulations on that, and it's to all of our advantage as well, particularly since you're not going to be leaving Santa Fe to go take care of this. You may actually have some people from South Dakota come here and work out of this office.
It'll probably be more likely that we'll upstaff a little bit in South Dakota. South mm-hmm. Dakota has a little different purview of how they let you proliferate your business. Mm-hmm. They allow you to have offices in a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. So when we put together the additional offices outside of South Dakota, we'll make those announcements also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beyond the products that we talked about today, the Perpetual Trust, the Qualified Personal Residence Trust, what are some of the products, again, we talked about what people should be thinking about as we come close to tax day, but beyond that, what are some of the other important products that Santa Fe Trust offers to their clients?
I think that as people look at their particular circumstances, one of the really important things as we move to South Dakota is the Asset Protection Trust. Generally, professionals who have their own businesses, doctors, are interested in this Asset Protection Trust, because they have gained a lot of assets that they may need to protect against a particular legal situation or a bankruptcy or something of that sort, and that would be something that we would be administering out of our South Dakota charter.
Mm-hmm.
I think as you think about other products that people are looking for, generally they start with the basics, and you know, this is in our next article, we talk about HIMSS, and I always say it's not the bottom of my skirt, it's health, education, maintenance, and support of another when after your demise. And it gives specifics about what you want to have handled as far as that person's health. And if you want it to be in general every day or when they go to the hospital, education, when you're talking about, I always said to my kid, you know, is it Yale or is it Harvard? Is it Stanford or is it Pepperdine? You know, what are you going to do in the future? And when you're talking about education, does it include just the payment to the school? Does it include the residence that the child will be at? All of those things can be defined in your trust. As long as you're looking at property, we talked about the QPERTs and other things that you have opportunity to put your properties in trust on.
So, again, going back to this, the acronym is HEMS, H-E-M-S, and that stands for Health, Education, Maintenance, and Support.
That's right.
Now, that's a very specific product under that
that people
title.
Generally put in a general trust. We encourage people to be very specific about what they mean when they say health, education, maintenance, and support.
Well, give me an example so the listener can relate. I'm interested in the HIMSS, so
yeah.
Why would I be interested?
You would be interested in that so that you can give your values or pass your values along mm-hmm. to the beneficiary.
I see.
And so in some families, you will have a child who will inherit their inheritance outright. In other families, you will have a child inherit their inheritance through a trust, because there might have been an issue. They might have been a spendthrift. Sometimes there might have been a dependency problem, and maybe you don't want to give them their entire inheritance at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So then you will put that into a trust
mm-hmm.
and specify, what type of maintenance support they should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be, you know, a small little car that they get, or should it be a Maserati?
Right.
It may depend on the grantor's values.
Well, so the message there is be a good kid and then you get a Maserati. Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe that doesn't always go. But and you should be a good kid anyway, whether you get a Maserati.
That's right.
Right. Well, Kathy, I tell you what, we've got about a minute left here. I want to remind everybody that you're going to be hosting again on June 5th a remote broadcast, mm-hmm. and you're doing it in collaboration with?
The Fine Arts for Children group. And they are, I remembered Pacheco Street. I don't know the exact address, but we'll have food and fun that day.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be showing you how they do artwork and how they give this education to the kids in New Mexico.
Oh, that's fabulous. And again, if anyone is interested in finding out about all of the different trust products that Santa Fe Trust has to offer, I encourage you to go to Kathy Roberts and her friends and colleagues working at Santa Fe Trust. Again, go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Click on the Santa Fe Trust link, and that will take you right to Santa Fe Trust. So, Kathy Roberts, Santa Fe Trust, as well as all my other guests today, I want to thank you for being on the show. Gino Thompson, my producer, Kate and Debbie back at Sotheby's International Realty, thanks a lot for all that you do. So until next Sunday right here at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.